We're Kevin and Courtney Gilroy, best friends turned married parents and entrepreneurs who know that health is the first wealth and that while parenthood is the most important job we'll ever have, it's not the only job we'll ever have.
Join us and other health-conscious parents as we grow our empires while growing our families in the healthiest ways possible for both.
Parenthood and entrepreneurship aren't mutually exclusive. We're going to have the conversations that help you prioritize, plan, and profit in your organic family.
This is the Organic Family CEO Podcast. Hey, organic moms and dads, welcome back to the Organic Family CEO Podcast. It's your hosts, Kevin and Courtney, with today's episode on how nutrition impacts our moods as well as our children's. Patience, bad moods, anxiety. These three, among others, are challenges for parents. Whether it is for ourselves or our children, we are always looking for tools to help boost our patience, keep us happy, and reduce our stress. And the market has listened. There is more than enough out there to add to the tool belt when the inevitable flip out starts to brew. But what if I told you that solving these challenges was simple and easy? And yes, there it is again, the terrifying truth that a solution does not have to be complicated. What if the culprit causing most of this was simply the food we were eating? This is the truth that we discovered after years of dealing with anxiety, stress, and big mood swings. It was either caused or magnified by the foods we were eating, and our children were having similar reactions to those same foods. In today's episode, we're going to walk through our experience with nutrition, how we identified what foods were impacting our states of mind, what we do from a nutritional standpoint, and a recommendation on a great resource to get everyone thinking differently about the mind-body connection through food. So let's get into it. Let's start with a little level setting here, that there is actually connection between our bodies and our minds. The two are not mutually exclusive. In addition, the belief that mind impacts the body, but the body can't impact the mind, is being proven to be false. If you want to get into the detailed science, stick around till the end of the episode where we share resources to get very detailed into the way our bodies work. The professionals can go do a much better job at the science than I can. So let's bring it into a simpler context. Simply put, everything that is put into our body is used as fuel. Fuel for breathing, digestion, walking, talking, exercise, you name it. That's what food going into our body is used for. That fuel determines not only the ability for us to perform those tasks, but how we perform those tasks. If we are putting in shitty fuel, our performance will be, well, shitty. Now let's take that a step further to our brains. Our brains need fuel, vitamins, nutrients to keep it working correctly. If we are not getting the right nutrients and we are pumping the body with crap, the mind has limited resources to function properly, causing the mind to be depleted. It has to make a decision on keeping the vital processes going, which then leads it to not have the capacity to control, you guessed it, our mood. Think of the self-care quote, you can't pour from an empty cup. Well, you can't have patience on an empty mind.
Ooh, that was so good. Gosh. And I know you're not a scientist or anything, but when I watch you nerd out on the nutrition stuff, it gets me going a little. Anyways, I think a great starting point for our listeners is to just share how we started to identify the foods that were impacting us. And we started with what made us just feel the worst immediately upon consuming it. I'll never forget us sitting in the house we bought when we were first married and Kevin and I having a cheeseburger, and we both just sat on the couch and looked at each other. I'm pretty sure we were wearing Snuggies, either that or we wrapped in big blankets, and we're on this big couch plopped in front of the TV, and we just go, oh, do you feel heavy? And we ultimately ended up cascading into, I think, Cowspiracy for like a food documentary and whatnot. But anyways, just the acknowledgement of, oh my gosh, like I've got the meat sweats. It wasn't the Snuggie. We just felt just like thuds on this couch. And it just then kind of followed that food really probably wasn't always intended to make us feel that way. If it was supposed to be that fuel, like you just talked about, what was making us not feel fueled at all? And so we started there. And so we started pretty much with red meat. That was a big one for us. And then we looked at what might have had a little bit of a delayed onset, like how I used to get such bad belly aches after eating soft cheeses. And that actually is a pretty common one. You might be listening and be like, oh yeah, that can be indicative of a sensitivity or an allergy. And from there, we started paying attention to our skin reactions, which again can be huge indicators. And I really wish that I knew that one sooner in life. If you have like red rashes or acne, like I did in high school, I fought it so bad with so many pills and even the pill, turned out it was probably my diet and just an imbalance of even hydration. And and then we also just looked at large to what are some of the more common allergies, ones that we hadn't considered, like gluten. And it turned out that we would just feel infinitely better when we would cut that out of our diet for a longer amount of time. And that part's really important, knowing that you're not going to see immediate results every time you make an edit to your diet, because the changes can actually take weeks. It can take your body like a filtering out process, which is something we didn't really know at first. So for example, when we strategically cut out alcohol from our diet, we didn't see the positive effects immediately. We notice a big difference a few days out. You could even see that on your skin. And then we would notice an insane difference in our clarity and in our skin, like from top to bottom. It was like a total flushing out. But had we only been skipping over like a glass of wine here or there, we never really would have arrived at that invaluable observation to our health. So it was a long trajectory, and it's still stuff that we edit upon today.
And that elimination and restriction when you're finding out what foods impact your body is very important, because like you said, it does have a delayed effect, and you have to actually remove it for a long period of time in order to know if that's actually the thing that's bothering you. However, as you move forward and throughout the process, you hear those words eliminate, restrict. There's a lot of diets that restrict you in many different ways, and in the long run, it didn't really go well for either of us. Any type of hardline restriction on us, especially around food, leads to more stress and anxiety, which probably backfires on any benefits that we gain from eliminating that. And also, not to mention the absolute binge fests that happen when you have a bad day. The best word that we can think of that was used for us was just having awareness. Mm. We are now aware of the certain foods that will cause us to be vulnerable to the lack of patience or a bad mood. The awareness makes it easier to organically limit the intake. So what does that mean? Let's look at an example, and let's use the example of a big allergy that a lot of people have. And sometimes it's not really a full-blown allergy. It's a sensitivity, and that's to gluten. For me, I'm aware that gluten is a huge challenge for me mentally. I feel it immediately when eating it. That awareness now allows me to get in front of any type of mental state when I choose to have, say, a pizza or a larger intake of gluten. I can take a step back and say to myself that the anger, the impatience, the stress that I'm feeling is not actually real. It's being induced from the food. So I'm making that empowered decision to eat that piece of pizza, knowing that I'm going to be mindful of what it's going to do to my mental state. So that awareness brings me into the present moment to evaluate that mental state. And it's kind of like a form of meditation, right? I get to come into the present moment and I can get out in front of the bad mood before it even happens. So in addition to being mindful and making decisions based on joy, awareness also helps organically limit the amount of gluten I eat. If I have a heavy gluten day, at dinner I will pass on the bread or the pasta, and I'll eat a quinoa bowl or a salad. And also, this isn't about perfection. We are eating 80% of our meals on average on point. So at the end of the day, we're not going for perfection. We're eating 80%, if we want to put a percentage, even though they're all made up anyway, of our meals on point, right? We take into account what's best for us to perform at a high level and what's makes us feel good. Knowing that the 1 to 2 meals that we have the food that brings us joy isn't really going to impact that outcome. So leaving that flexibility for us and not eliminating or restricting, but just being aware of the choices we're making has been a huge shift in our nutrition approach.
Yes. And we are so grateful to this one particular book that was really like the nutritional Bible throughout this journey. And that's The Mind Body Solution by Dr. Mark Hyman. He's written a bunch of books, but we initially picked up this one because we were really curious about restoring gut health and what it would look like to use food as medicine. And one of Dr. Mark Hyman's lines is pharmacy over pharmacy. And he spells it farm, like going to the farm, F-A-R-M-A-C-Y, over pharmacy, like, you know, getting your prescription drugs. And that really resonated with us because when you're eating and consuming and drinking the things that make you feel good, it is that fuel. It is powerful. It is medicine. And so how you can lean into that and learn more about the specifics of it for you, it can be such a boost for your productivity, for your mental state, and for how much you get to enjoy through life. So we found that to be a great read. And we still, even years later, go back to this book as a point of reference. And we've absorbed some of his others. And it's just been incredible. So check that out if you're curious to do your own deep dive. And So
we would love to hear your thoughts. What foods can you identify that impact your state of mind? And how can you use awareness to help limit the stress and increase your joy? Jump into our free community at organicfamilyceo.com/community, where we're going to continue the conversation with other like-minded entrepreneurial parents. And that's it for today. We'll see you all next time.
This episode might be over, but the conversation is just getting started.
Join us inside our free community for health and wealth conscious parent entrepreneurs at organicfamilyceo.com/community.
And if you loved what you heard today, consider leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts along with your Instagram handle so that more like-minded parent entrepreneurs can find the show and so that you can be entered to win a free coaching session with Kevin or Courtney.
Thank you so much for listening.